Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute's Daily Challenges. I'm Ryan, and I'm your host. Many of you have been following Redeem the Commute's Daily Challenges since we started. It's been about 2.5 months now, but some of you, since this is the new year, are probably new to us. Welcome. These challenges are meant to help people learn what it means to follow Jesus in today's busy commuting lifestyle. And so if you've never explored that idea before of following Jesus, then I'd encourage you to take our Christianity 101 course. You'll find it through Redeem the Commute as well, and it's a great way to get introduced to the basic concepts that we build on here. The idea is that we're more than an app, but we're a community of people all learning to apply Jesus' teachings to our lives together. So we hope you won't just do this alone, but that you'll join us in these daily challenges. It sets up a rhythm for the week. A new idea Monday, diving into the Bible Tuesday, spending Wednesday considering how the Bible changes us, Thursday applying it to our lives, and Friday spending some time reflecting and in prayer and worship. Saturday's a day for rest, then Sunday's a day for community, especially Christian community. We're starting a new Christian community in Ajax. And I'd love if you contact me for more information on how we're doing that, because we hope it'll come out of people using this content, meeting together as groups, and then coming together in about a year. For our first few months together as a community, we've been looking at Jesus' teachings called the Sermon on the Mount. They come from the book of Matthew, and his sermon began with blessed sayings. He'd say things like, blessed are the merciful, blessed are the meek. And we've been looking at these sayings one by one through our initial weeks together as a community. That's what we're continuing to look at this week. We hope that you'll join us for these daily challenges and participate in our online discussion, or maybe grab some people to join you in a group. Well, a big topic in the last year has been about bullying, and there's just been tragic example after tragic example of people being bullied, even to the point of not being able to handle it anymore and taking their own lives. Like the story that culminated this topic for a lot of Canadians, the story of Amanda Todd. Chances are we've all had some kind of experience, however limited it might be compared to an extreme example like Amanda. But we've all got some kind of experience of having been bullied or persecuted by someone in our history, whether it goes all the way back to our school days or whether it's something a little more recent. When that kind of thing happens, we often begin processing it by asking ourselves, what's wrong with us? What did I do to that person? What is it about me that they don't like? Are they jealous? Are they afraid of me? Or what is it? Why are they so threatened? Why would they do this? And we tend to get very introspective like that and to begin asking if there is something wrong with ourselves. It's not uncommon. My question for you to consider today, though, is what do you think motivates bullies to, or others, whatever you might label them, but what do you think motivates anyone to persecute another person? Take some time to consider that question, either on your own, if you're just starting out with Redeem the Commute, or if you've been at it for a few weeks, I'd encourage you to join with somebody else. Grab somebody you know from the train or bus, from work, from the neighborhood, and start sharing this content and your discussion of these questions with them.